Oh, good morning, you wonderful listeners and you wealth builders. And yes, I'm learning something. I'm learning something, Sherry and Larry. We have our monthly Vestera Hotspots, our wealth building seminar coming up after the show today. And you know, we in the past have done lots of seminars, okay, historically, decades worth, really. But you know, there's always when you have 20 people coming, maybe one person, you know, bows out. Well, we're having a little higher rate of return, rate of illness and people backing out. And I've done a little survey, and lo and behold, it's because so many of our listeners are signing up for the seminar, and we're limited space. When COVID's over, we'll be able to have a little more space, and that'll help. But Larry and Sherry, I'm finding that people are having stress over their decision to become wealth builders. And my thought is, hallelujah. They're not quite ready to attend the seminar, and it just has them feeling a little bit squirmy. And what we say is, fine, just cancel. It's okay, because we're all about no pressure on you. And yet we know innately there is pressure on you when you're making life decisions. And Larry, most of the people attending the seminar are, this is another coincidence, are in the age category that's almost identical. I'm going to make it identical to the percentage category of the annual gains on our listeners' money that they're making with the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. And those annual gains on their money are 46% to 64%.
Yes, it is, Barry, but I want people to know, those of you who are a little concerned about being pushed into something you're uncomfortable doing, please don't feel that way about what...
Because we won't push.
We won't push, and if you say stop, we'll stop. So there's really nothing to lose by attending one of our seminars. You might learn something. It still doesn't mean you have to invest or do anything you're uncomfortable doing. Just consider attending our seminar.
Yep. And I apologize to any of you if when I get wound up, if it sounds, I don't want it to sound ever like pressure. It's excitement on your behalf, but it has to be right timing for you. That's way underneath any of my excitement. Your timing is more important than that. Speaking of your timing, the theme today is this, is the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program really getting 46 to 64% returns? Speaking of timing, it's time we bring in Del Van Essen of Community Banks Mortgage. And good morning, Del.
Yeah, good morning.
Yep, and we want to speak with you again about what's going on with the lending world, what's happening out there. I could say this, lenders are wonderful. Del is the best, however, of the wonderful. And the rates, you as an investor could get approximately 3.5% with no cash down. We call that the par rate, approximately, right now, 3.5% interest rate for 30 years. But Del, take it away with thoughts that you have and good information you have for our good listeners.
Yeah, in this wealth building scenario, when you're putting down money on an investment property, if you put down, let's just say, the 20, 25% down, after maybe even 6 months' time or 12 months' time, we've been refinancing the clients where they're maybe pulling some of that cash back out. So after a few years' time or six months to 2 years' time, they're getting all their investment back by doing maybe a refinance on that investment property that they just purchased. And so all of a sudden, they didn't use any of their money after a few years' time.
Now, what does that say, Larry, Mr. Consumer Guy and sometimes skeptic? What does that say about real estate being liquid or non-liquid? Wall Street loves to say, you don't want to do real estate. They have a dozen reasons. By the way, 11 of their reasons are to fill their pocketbook with your money, just so you know it. But the 12th reason sometimes is, oh, real estate's not liquid. Larry, that sounds liquid to me.
Actually, it is liquid the way it's done today. You know, 30, 40 years ago, I don't know if I would have said it was liquid, Barry.
I wouldn't.
But
I
times have changed.
Times have a change. So, Dell, I want to take what you said and not underline it, but I want to give another example. And along the way, ask a question that I feel some of our listeners are having. And have heard in the last couple of weeks they are having this. So, Dell, it's a tough market. We know the market is tight, et cetera. So as an investor buyer, I'm going to put down 25% down. I've done the analysis thanks to you. You've done the analysis, but you've educated me, and I'm going to put the 25% down this week on the loan. That's my best option. But I think I need to put more money down to look stronger to the seller. So I'm going to put 50% down. So I want then to put 50% down. Lo and behold, the buyer agent and I, we won. We got the bid, and now we have the loan. And again, our loan is only 50% loan to value. How much time do I have to wait before I could refinance right on that property? Because I want to buy another property, and now some of my cash is tied up in this property.
So one is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, that's the quasi-government agency. Yep. They have what's called as delayed financing. So if you did put that amount of money, or even if you paid cash for the property, you can immediately get that cash back out up to the 75%.
That fast.
Right after closing. We're still going to go off the original purchase price that you used. If you wanted to go off the appraised value or the appreciation that's happened, then you have to wait 6 months' time to go off the new appraised value. But if you're just trying to get your cash right back out, it's called delayed financing. You can pay cash for it, and then we can do the refinance. We just show where you came up with the funds to put down to purchase the property.
What is so important about this, again, ladies and gentlemen, is you and two words, time, money. Remember, when you're an investor, actually when you're a home buyer or a home seller, it applies also. Break everything down to two categories, time, money. And in this case, I didn't know you, so you could get that money back right away. There's time working in your favor. And then, Larry, you could use money to make yourself look that much stronger to the seller. Okay,
That's neat.
And it's necessary. It's cool, neat, and necessary in this market. Dell, those ideas are why we work so well together, and you're such a consumer guy, and why our listeners are benefiting so much. Other pieces of that scenario.
So we've done this a number of times. If the property is appreciating so much that to go off that new future appraised value, even waiting 6 months, now you can almost pull out all the cash that you initially put into the property. And so you really did is put $0 down on that property after a 6 month period, you know, doing the refinance.
Uh-oh, Dell. I like the whole story, but here's a setup. I had a little glitch and I didn't pay a $95 bill. And lo and behold, I didn't know about it, and my credit score just went down. I was at 780, and now I'm at, I don't know, it took me down to 650. Will that affect my getting that refinance money out of the property?
Yeah, so you get your best interest rates if your credit score is 740 and higher, then 720, 700, 680. So if you're thinking of doing that, it's best to do is have a lender pull your credit report and then see if what you can do is get your credit score raised so we can kind of help counsel your clients as well.
Yeah,
with that.
I wanted to make that point clear that it isn't just free and easy. We can't just get relaxed and miss some sample $95 bill that you missed and didn't know you didn't pay. And it could hurt you enough that it could cost you maybe time, you may have to wait, or it might cost you a little money. But Larry, I want you to summarize Dell's thoughts here, because at a 46 to 64% return, if the example I gave were live and real, somebody's score went down and they had to wait a little time, that's not going to hurt much. But if they have to get pay a higher interest rate because their credit scores went down from 750 to 710 or something, I'd say, so what? And most of our customers are saying, so what? Get me the 46 to 64%. Your take on that?
Well, I agree with that. But keep in mind, rates are the lowest we've ever seen them. So even if you have to pay slightly higher than the lowest possible rate, it doesn't mean you don't have a great deal.
I get it. Sherry, any comments on that? Lowest little interest rate variance, is that something we should be overly concerned about or not very concerned about? What are your thoughts?
I don't think you should be overly concerned about that. No, not at all. And Dell, I do appreciate your input on that. You gave me some new ideas. I've got some clients right now.
It's a tough market.
We have to work together as a team.
Absolutely.
And that's what I tell people, the lender and the realtor. We have to work together as a team to protect the consumer. And you've given me some great ideas today. Thank you.
And I think the realtors listening have got some good ideas. I did, too, on one particular client I'm thinking of, how to utilize this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about today and tomorrow utilizing this. Dell, that client is already with you, so they know you, you listeners. You should be with Dell, too. Give Dell Van Essen a call. He is with Community Banks Mortgage. His cell number, and you could call him today. Call him right after the show. Call him in the next 2 minutes. 303-587-5363. Dell, close out this segment.
Yeah, my license number is 777-172, but been doing it for over 30 years, 35 years time. I got a great team on us. Everything's done in-house, so underwriting, processing, closing. One of my processors has been with me for over 25 years, so we got a great team. My son works with me. But, yeah, I look forward to working with you. And just give me a call, 303-587-5363.
Realtors and consumers, when you want 100% loyalty 100% of the time with your home loan and your lender, give Dell a call, 303-587-5363. Thanks again, Dell. And we're going to say thank you, and we're going to say time out. We're taking a short break. Consumer guy and sometimes skeptic here on the Wealth Building Program. Barry Miller and Larry Stanley, happy to be the presenters of the show and actually the doers for so many of you, where you are really getting 46 to 64% on your money. I want to get right into my Barry's Wealth Building tip. Do not accept half-truths. Find out every wealth building program's past, recent, and future returns on your money. Look, I don't care if you're talking to a CPA. I don't care if you're talking to a financial planner. I don't care if you're talking to a retirement specialist. There's some wonderful ones who know those details. I don't. That's not my specialty. My specialty is making money on your money. So we call our program Barry and Larry's Wealth Building Program. But whatever kind of financial person, a professional you're speaking with, you owe it to yourself to definitely find out whatever they're promoting, what the past, recent, and future returns on your money have been on other people's money, what recently they've been on other customers' money, and what the future returns will be. Now, you might say, will be? That's for our show discussion on the will be. My tip is this. If you want to be successful in your wealth building, stop accepting half-truths from professional financial persons, stockbrokers, and the like. Seek and find 100% of the important facts, about the wealth building program that you're investigating. Larry, go ahead.
Well, Barry, I just had a thought that I really never thought about before when we talk about wealth building, which is if the housing market really slows down for whatever reason, you're still, and the houses are only going up 3 or 4%, you're still going to return better than 8 or 10%, which is more you're going to get in the stock market. It's amazing how good your returns on investments can be.
Larry, I'm glad you had that. And you know, my tip. It's totally fine. I'm glad you did. No, don't be sorry. I'm glad you did. Because look, we talk about optimizing our listeners' wealth. We talk about bottomizing our listeners' risk. On the bottomizing the risk, if a market slows down, we're letting our clients know. If it slows down from 15, 12, which are astronomically high rates, but they're real right now. But if it dropped, I'm going to use your example. If it drops to 3 to 4% appreciation with the Barry and Larry program, the return is going to be around 15, 16% on the money. Way healthier than anything else out there. Okay?
And keep in mind, you also have something concrete to hold on to, literally concrete to hold on to.
You sure do. You sure do. And you have income coming in.
That's right.
Income coming in. So wealth building program, you should investigate. Back to my tip. Did I just say investigate? Yes, I did. And I mean it. You, the consumer, need to investigate the entire financial process, of any investment program that you're interested in. Also, you should receive examples of the investment analysis that the wealth building program of whatever type it is does. You should get those samples, examples of investment analysis on any potential investment for you in any program you're getting in. Until and unless you, the consumer, receive such written samples and answers to all your investigatory questions, do not commit to work with anyone in that program. That's my wealth building tip, Larry, and thanks for adding to it.
Well, thank you, Barry. I hope you really are thankful that I interrupted.
I am.
I understand.
This isn't a scripted show. We want to enhance everything we do and say. For whom? For our listeners.
What is our company's usual method of meeting with consumers who just want to learn about Barry and Larry program and how it works?
That's a good one, Larry. That's a good thought too. Yeah, sure. How can our listeners, if they have any desire to find out, to investigate us, they don't have to be investigating us. They could just have off-the-cuff questions they want answered. Any of the above, whether you're seriously looking at wealth building or whether you just have some questions. Larry, my answer to your question would be the same. How can you meet with us? How can you talk to us? Simply call. Simply call. That's one answer. Where? 303-888-3788. And you'll hear from me. I'm no longer COVID carrier, okay? I'm the healthiest I've been. This morning before the show, I said I am the healthiest I've been since mid-January, okay? That's the longest I've ever gone with any ailment other than the regular ones you remind me of. Okay, I get that. But I am feeling so darn healthy, I won't let the calls go. I apologize publicly for letting some of my calls go too long. I just had nothing. I was lethargic beyond lethargic.
Well, Barry, it's great news that you're feeling better. I also want to let people know when you call Barry and he'll set up a meeting with you, even if you're not ready to make that decision to invest in residential real estate, keep in mind there's no cost to the meeting. This is absolutely free to you. so that you can learn about the process and then make a decision that's right for you and your family.
Yeah, and the decision is just whatever the next step is for you. The decision, a lot of the times, Larry, is, okay, I'll call you back in a couple of weeks when I have more questions. That's good. But other methods, not just a call, it could be a text. And then when we do talk on the phone, we could set up a Zoom meeting, okay? That's the thing.
Sure.
We can do that. It doesn't have to be in person, face-to-face at all. It could be through the email. Many people are comfortable with email. Totally fine. We call all of that ICS, Information Consultation Sessions, in the plural. Sessions. And what's the first word? We call the first word the key word, information. We feel obligated to answer your questions. So ask. And remember, no pressure here. No pressure here. Oh, we're excited about next month's seminar. We're excited about the seminar that will be starting in almost exactly 60 minutes. That's good. Okay, and it's a 90-minute seminar. It's not too early to get signed up for next month. So I'm going to throw that number out there. Oh, it's the same number. Text or call your name and email. We'd prefer you put your email in there because we're going to ask you for it. But text or call and ask questions or express your interest in attending next month's seminar. It's a wealth building seminar of 90 minutes. It's the last Saturday of March. What's the date of this month's seminar? February 27th. That's today. What's the date of next month's seminar? Hey, this is February, so it must be March 27th because it's a Saturday, the last Saturday of March, March 27th from 10:30 until noon. Sign up now at 303-888-3788. Larry, I see your hand up. You have another question.
Well, I do. Which is best for people to do, Barry? Meet with you in person or attend the seminar?
Ooh. That could cause some silence. To meet, which is I get it. I just had to come here. The answer, it depends on the individual calling. It depends on the listener. Okay. But many people are comfortable coming to a group seminar where, again, they don't know us. They don't know that we're no-pressure type people. They find that out at the seminar, but they could come to the seminar. Many people feel safer, Larry, attending a seminar, okay,
yep.
Because then they're not going to be picked on, et cetera. But truly, with me, it's been this way my whole adult life and may it continue for a lot longer. It is either one, because whether we talk on the phone for a few minutes, set up a 30-minute conversation for next week, it's going to be low to no pressure, and I'm not going to be the one bringing on the pressure. The consumers bring it on themselves enough, and I feel that's impacting many consumers' lives. So that's when I'm laid back, and I better be what I claim to be, an excellent listener, and I care about your wants and needs. By the way, the golden rule for us in our business of service is really do unto them what they are requesting. And if someone is requesting information, I want done for them. It happens to coincide with what I would want done for me, but it doesn't always coincide. And in this case, it does. They're going to receive the information they're asking for, and I hope not much more. Maybe a little more if they want it, but not much more unless they want it. Does that answer?
Yes, it does, Barry. And I want people to know, my wife is the most conservative human being on the planet, I think, and she is interested in our wealth-building program because she knows that what we're saying is true and real. So if she's ready, maybe you could consider attending one of our seminars next month on March 27th.
Yeah, do it. And they're fun, and they're well put together, and there's time for questions and answers in there. And everyone is treated with respect. And again, No pressure. This is Barry Miller along with my buddy and my business partner, Larry Stanley. And we have the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program returning 46 to 64% per year on your money. Now, we have a set schedule, but we define what that is. Okay, it's totally realistic, and that's what people are receiving on their cash money. That is real here with the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. Let's take a short, quiet break, Larry. A couple of our listeners are sending in their text to 303-888-3788. If you want to be one of those, just go ahead and do it. If the line is busy, it'll be open in a moment or two. 303-888-3788, and then we're coming back with Larry's wealth building tip. Is it really true that Vestera clients earned returns of 46 to 64% last year? Let's see what Larry has to say about that. Hey, we are back. Happy to be back. This is Barry Miller along with consumer guy and skeptic sometimes, Larry Stanley. We have the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, and Larry's now going to share his wealth building tip. Take it away.
Okay, well, my tip is it is really true. It is really true that our Vestera clients are earning 46 to 64% returns, and they earned it last year. Case-Shiller's monthly housing report through December 2020 was over 10% per year as average for its 20 U.S. cities' highest increase in 7 years.
Well, let's focus a little bit on that, Larry, if you don't mind.
Nope.
Case-Shiller has been doing this on behalf of Wall Street for decades, okay? And I'm not always the biggest fan of Wall Street because their programs, I'm sorry to say, they're not consumer oriented nearly enough. And so this is the Case-Shiller report that would do anything to slam real estate. They like slamming. I don't respect Shiller. I just don't respect them because they're bought into Wall Street. They won't admit that. And yeah, they do phenomenal research. Their raw data, which this report is excellent. And it's part of our data that we use to analyze marketplaces. And it adds to the credibility of all the data we do. They came in 20 U.S. cities, 10%. It was like 10.6 was the average of those averages of the 20 cities, Larry. Only one was neutral or negative over the last year. I think it was Detroit. And the other 19 had all this gain. So it's pretty important stuff you're saying.
And, yeah, and not only was it Detroit, but Cleveland was right behind it.
Cleveland was there too, but yeah. but it was positive.
Yep, that's right. Housing prices along Colorado's Front Range are increasing over 10% per year with no slowdown in sight. Colorado Springs and some other of the hottest spots and neighborhoods along the Front Range have home prices increasing over 14% per year. If you want to participate in this phenomenal growth with a safe, completely turnkey system, consider learning about our wealth building program. Keep in mind that your investment risk is very low since our program is always monitoring your investments, looking for directional changes. Further, using a team leader such as Barry Miller, who is familiar with all of our research and hottest spot markets, you get his decades of experience on your side. Consider it.
Good, Larry, and thank you for that comment, too. But, yeah, I'm a data guy, and that spoke about a lot of data. And I want to say this about Colorado Springs. It is not a bubble. It is not an anomaly. And by the way, the Front Range is not a bubble, and it is not an anomaly. Larry, hot markets are all over the United States this year. They were pretty much in two-thirds of the United States last year, but NAR keeps such things so secretive, I don't know why. I respect their raw data immensely. I love the people. Yeah. Lawrence Young is a wonderful economist. He's a wonderful top guy. Yes, he works for the National Association of Realtors, but man, one-on-one and personally, and when he sends out a press release, it is raw, good, reliable data. And it's not bias. It's just raw data. The guy is wonderful. And a lot of the data we use comes from the National Association of Realtors. And that's a credit. That's one of their two favorite departments for me. The other one being governmental relations, that really helps consumers. But in any case, Colorado Springs housing market, 14 to 17% is what we found because we are selective. So let's talk about what it means when we say Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program is selective. So let's say Colorado Springs has a average home price increase of 11%. Is that good enough for the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, Larry?
If it were 11%, it probably wouldn't qualify.
Yeah.
We're looking for better than that.
Qualify. So what we do is break down Colorado Springs, our term as raw data people, okay, as researchers, investigators, but researchers objectively, is we call them, micro centers, but really micro areas. And what they really are, neighborhoods. And how many do we have in the Springs? Over 100. In Denver, it's over 300. So we break it down not just by zip code. That's too easy. That's too simplified. We have to go by neighborhood. And so we look at the neighborhoods that have the highest appreciation, but also the highest attraction to minimally two sets of consumers who will be tenants. In Colorado Springs, one of those two sets had better be always, it isn't, but in all 125 neighborhoods. But for us as a criteria, one of those two sets of consumers who are interested in those particular homes in that particular neighborhood, one of those sets of interested tenants had better be
the military.
The military. This is what is keeping Colorado Springs as the hottest of the hot spots across the country.
That's right. And, you know, it's so difficult with prices of houses going up the way they are for military people to buy sometimes in Colorado Springs. So they go south to Pueblo, and we call that an adjunct city, because Pueblo is having phenomenal growth in housing prices, but they're starting at a lower point so people in the military can qualify for loans.
And when we say Colorado Springs, 11 to 17%, northern and other parts, not all parts,
yeah,
of Pueblo, 11 to 17%. We're waiting for some of those new neighborhoods to get ready, and they're supposed to be ready this spring. But it's builder-driven, and the builders can't find enough what? Materials. They can't find enough what? Employees and subcontractors to build as much as they would. So they are the hottest spots right there. But Larry, I want to just end this segment by saying I mentioned at least two interested groups of people on our investment properties. Not just one.
That's
but
right.
Two. And the other one in Colorado Springs most frequently is
technology.
And it's growing in the Springs, and it's going to continue to grow. And we monitor that. We have three or four of our economic vantage points that are dealing with jobs. Well, we have more than that that deal with jobs, but that deal with the tech IT industries. How's it doing in the Springs? It's doing mightily well. You too can do mightily well. All you have to do is come to the telephone and give us a call, and I'd happily spend 5 or 10 or 15 minutes with you. 303-888-3788. Let's take our final break, Larry, and then let's come back and talk a little bit more about our theme. So, you guys are really getting me 46 to 64% return on my money? How the heck are you doing that? Barry Miller here, along with Larry Stanley. We are back. This is the Wealth Building Program. Happy to be back today. Our theme is the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program really getting 46 to 64% return on an annual basis of the money put in to a property? Oh, yeah. And Larry, there's some good tricks. You know, Del Van Essen was with us earlier in the hour. He's a phenomenal lender with Community Banks Mortgage. He's our go-to guy for so many of the Vestera customers and clients that we have. Why? Because his company handles 49 of the 50 states. And he's as phenomenal, whether it's in Vermont, which is not a hot spot, but Ohio is, North Carolina is, Texas is. They're not as hot as Colorado Springs, so we're not talking as much about them. Atlanta is a hot spot, but we're talking about the Springs so much because it's the hottest of the hot, heavily because of military. But Dell was saying, hey, there's some creative things you could do with financing. And let's just repeat one of them. Put more money down, okay, in writing on the offer, because you've got to beat out a lot of other offers. And one of the ways is to be a cash offer. Another way is to be put a lot of money down because it makes you so much stronger. And then he just informed us, all of our listeners, that you could refinance if you're not taking out more, you know, and using that purchase agreement. You could get a bunch of that money back right away, okay, within a week or so of closing, and then you have that added cash for what purpose? Up to 75%. You could get added cash back for what purpose? To buy that other next investment property and make another 50% on your money. So some good days are here for our listeners, Larry.
There are, Barry, and I want people to understand.
Put your mic on, Larry.
Yeah, they are good times, Barry. I want people to understand that the key to getting these kinds of returns is leveraging your money by putting down 25%, but the house is growing at 100% of the value. Hey, so
break that down into numbers, Larry. Use a $400,000 purchase price.
So you're going to put $100,000 down.
That's the 25%.
That's correct. And you're going to earn let's make it easy. 15% return on the house. 15% of 400,000 is $60,000.
Yeah,
yep.
$60,000.
But you only invested $100,000.
That's a 60% return.
Yeah.
Now, oh, wait a minute, Larry. But I have a tenant in there. Did my rent income in that first year in that $400,000 property cover all my costs? Well, just about a break even. I know you said, oh yes, emphatically. And it is darn near, a break even, but it's on the plus side. Right now, the rents are getting really tight and the prices are going up. So at 420, it might be a break even. But therefore, it's still 60%. Let's go further, Larry. Let's buy a $440,000 property that's above the median price that weeds out a lot of competition. Uh-oh, the negative cash flow might be $32 a month. I'll make it simple. $30 a month times 12 months. Oh, my gosh, that's $360 negative. So my return instead of 60% is going to be what?
59. Yes.
Okay. We did that. Okay. In the air, ladies and gentlemen, that was not planned ahead of time. We don't do that here. This is Barry Miller and Larry Stanley. We don't work that way. And you regular listeners know that, but that was good. But that's the point. But it has to be with safety. And we use every safe method of analyzing the properties and watching them. I like to say by eagles because I know the expression is watch it like a hawk. Eagle eyes are even stronger than hawk eyes, and we have to be the eagle eyes watching what every week, every month is doing in the economy in that neighborhood, not that city. Only, but that specific neighborhood where our customers have invested their dollars. We watch it, and then we say to you, the customer, we'll send you a notice if we see anything slipping to neutrality in that marketplace.
Okay, Barry, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
It's about the word turnkey. Do you really mean that the investor doesn't have to do much of anything to maintain their investment? Because owning a rental property generally means a lot of work.
Good. Yeah. Oh, it sure does. For the right person. And in our program, we push. And we would twist a consumer's arm to say the right person is a professional property manager. Now, typically, our customers are not buying in their backyard, and they're not interested in being property managers. Now, I like the way you worded the question. You said, something about you don't have to do much work. Okay, and that, because I thought you were going to say, gee, does turnkey mean I do nothing? We prefer that our customers do something, but the only something they really have to do is just stay in communication with us and keep looking at the reports to see how the property's going. I think Larry has something special to say. Be prepared.
That's right. There is one other thing that the investor has to do, which is deposit the rent check each month.
They don't have to.
Well, they should. Yeah.
They better. Okay. And frankly, they, and most really, because the times are so good and our program is so turnkey, everybody, and we're encouraging people to not select us to oversee the property managers because it's working so smoothly. A time could come or a certain marketplace won't be so heavy military and then the tenants aren't as 100% dependable. They're 96% dependable when we do it right in non-military cities, et cetera. But we don't even have to oversee the annual report. So consumers, you get an annual report from your property manager. And yes, you should look at that. But essentially, Larry, our turnkey, the way we use it with the Barry and Larry wealth building program means that the customer, the consumer, can be very passive as they want. And if they want to be a little more active, that's okay too. But you bet, we mean turnkey. All they have to do is study our wealth building program and find out how it works.
And if you want to learn a little bit more, you have a few questions you want answered, give Barry a call. He'll be glad to talk with you. Call 303-888-3788. 303-888-3788. You can text at that same number, or you can send an email to truth@barryandlarry.com.
And I want to talk about, he is a gentleman, and he'll know who he is if he's able to listen today. But we had a meeting this week, Larry. Okay, he attended the seminar a month or so ago, and it was time. He was ready. And so he said, Barry, I'd like to meet with you face to face. You said we could. I said, sure. So we set it up. And Larry, again, he attended the seminar. We had met there, but that's a casual meeting, not one-on-one, okay, and a friendly meeting and no pressure and all of that. But in any case, he came in for a meeting, but prior to that, he said, well, you know, is there anything I could do to prepare? Larry, I sent him through the email our 4-page profile and plan sheet that outlines the sheet. And then I sent our 2-page, very simple, very vanilla, very straightforward, simple explanations. It's called a services agreement. Oh, let's talk about that. Because before we can go to work for anybody, we have to have that signed. And lo and behold, he came in and the 4-pager was all typed in. He sent that to us ahead of time. He said, look, I need to be prepared. Here's what it is. That's a ready investor. And then on the 2-pager, the real simple one, services agreement, zero cost. Oh, and by the way, you, the consumer, can terminate at any time. He said, Barry, why do we have this if we could terminate you any time? I said, so it outlines how we work because we're not a real estate firm, Investera. We're a wealth building firm. And it's not the same as hiring a buyer agent. And that's why we did it so that it could be outlined. And he said, oh, good. And then we walked through it. Larry, he read the 2-page before he came in. He said, you're right. It's pretty straightforward. And he had 1 or 2 questions. And Larry, in 4 minutes or less, he said, that's good. What's the meaning of this? I said, as soon as you sign it, you're on the program for the next property according to the date that you signed it. He signed it that day.
Neat. That's really the way it should work. No pressure from you.
None.
And so...
So good. No, okay. I'm just saying we only have a few seconds left. Get your final comments out, Larry, and then I'll have my bye-bye.
Give us a call at 303-888-3788 and learn more about investing in residential real estate.
Larry, this was a nice show. Listeners, a nice show. Stay in touch. Give us a call. Thanks from Barry and Larry.